WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart Radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Great to have you with us bright and early on a Thursday morning at 6 as we update for the first time now Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic for you on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still at AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, the Donald takes the fifth. More in 1 minute.
Heavy dose of Trump in this morning's show, starting with the latest on the raid. The fifth comes later. Welcome aboard. It's Good Morning Orlando.
6:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Former President Donald Trump is pleading the fifth in a probe carried out by the New York Attorney General. He refused to answer questions at a deposition in New York City as part of a civil investigation into his business. Trump acknowledges that he once questioned the idea of taking the fifth in reference to controversies surrounding Hillary Clinton.
Taking the Fifth Amendment, like you see on the mob, right? You see the mob takes the fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
But on his social media platform Truth Social, Trump said he had no choice but to do so because his family, company, and friends are, quote, the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt.
Yeah, he's really changed his tune on the Fifth Amendment, no question about it. But I'll tell you at 7 why I wouldn't be talking to that attorney general in New York either.
The FBI's top official is condemning threats to law enforcement after this week's raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. Mark Mayfield with more.
Director Christopher Wray said he's concerned about threats circulating online against federal agents and the Justice Department, calling them deplorable and dangerous. He noted that 73 law enforcement officers were killed in 2021, the highest number since the 9/11 terror attacks. Monday's search of Trump's home is part of an investigation into whether the former president took classified material from the White House.
Mark Mayfield, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
The state of Florida is postponing all second doses for monkeypox vaccines. The Department of Health says they want to offer more people the chance to get their first shot until the federal government increases vaccine supply. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody and Republican AGs from across the country are urging an appeals court to uphold a federal judge's ruling that blocked a mask requirement for airplanes and other transportation.
Not only do we feel very comfortable in the legal argument that that is overreach and the federal government doesn't have the authority to make that mandate, we also think that the result, if that mask mandate was reimposed, would be calamitous.
Federal officials stopped enforcing the requirement after the ruling, but the CDC appealed to the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. And tonight will be a night of nostalgia featuring baseball in an Iowa cornfield.
Major League Baseball will hold its second Field of Dreams game tonight in Dyersville, Iowa. The Cubs and Reds will face off on a field built next to the film site of the iconic 1989 movie starring Kevin Costner.
If you build it,
the inaugural contest last year between the White Sox and Yankees was a huge success, and around 8,000 fans will be in attendance to watch the game, featuring cornstalks in the outfield and both teams wearing throwback uniforms. First pitch is set for 7:15 Eastern with TV coverage on the Fox Broadcast Network. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Think there'll be the same magic when it's not the White Sox from the movie and the, of course, iconic New York Yankees? What about it?
I don't think there will be the same magic. I don't think there'll be the same attraction because that was the first time.
Yeah.
This is a rerun this year and with teams that are not in contention for the playoffs at this point.
And I wonder if Costner's going to show up because that was a big deal last year, too, and I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, and I understand they're not scheduling one for next year.
Ah, two and done maybe, huh?
Could be. WFLA News Time is 6:05. A mind-boggling optical illusion of horses in a river goes viral. You can take a look for yourself online at WFLAOrlando.com. And that's where you can win tickets to see Zac Brown Band in Tampa. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Quick wit and compelling perspectives. Glenn Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. That hazy, full or close to it, full moon this morning. What an interesting look that has been on the way into work.
It was gorgeous.
Wasn't it really something? It's kind of like a spooky Halloween type of moon, wasn't it? Coming through the clouds.
I didn't even see it.
You need to look up, young man. You need to look up.
I was too busy checking out the price of gas on the way in.
Yeah, because I better nail you for a gas butt update.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, hit it.
Okay, 363 on State Road 436 in Aldemont Springs.
All right.
Ooh.
How about a guy gas update?
365.
And a Lizzie gas update.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to give my gas updates on air.
What?
Thanks for asking.
Why?
Was that a personal question? But we're talking gasoline and cars.
Okay.
We're not talking about digestive
My
issues.
Bad. Yeah.
What is that?
343.
All right.
What?
343.
Where is that?
I'm not telling.
Boy, you got to tell everyone.
Sorrento, is it somewhere up there? It might be worth the drive.
Could be.
That's good stuff. Best I saw was 359 this morning in the Castleberry area.
And see, because of you, I missed a beautiful full moon.
Looking at
gas prices.
Maybe you can hustle outside during a break. We don't get too many breaks during this show between the news and the talk segments.
I don't have time, and we don't even have windows we can look out of from the studio.
He's going to have to really hustle because the elevators don't work.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're broken.
No
Again.
Kidding.
Shocker. Yeah.
I'm glad I made it up.
That's why I never take the elevators.
Fourth floor walk-ups are not me.
My heart's trying
anymore.
To get us all healthy.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we're on the Trump beat, the whole Mar-a-Lago raid. We got a one-word texting poll I definitely want to run by and see what you think and get you to vote after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando, at 6:08. Headlining a really grim story here out of Central Florida. Two parents in Osceola County accused of murdering their 6-year-old son in a horrific case of child abuse. Investigators say Larry Rhodes and Bianca Blaze beat the boy last month when they found him drinking from a toilet because he was thirsty. They are also accused of beating and starving their 5 other kids. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Well, gang, the Bidens have blown town for a vacation, headed for South Carolina, we're told. Boarding the plane, interesting cast of characters.
How convenient.
Yesterday.
He brought his son with him.
Hunter's on the plane. Jill's there, and I don't know, is Hunter married? There's some gal with him. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't keep up with him.
Who was the little blonde kid that was standing at the edge of the steps and nobody was holding his hand?
I don't know.
Did you see that? Like, they spun around a wave, and they weren't even, like, holding on to this little, looks like maybe a 4-year-old.
You know, I wonder if they did the photo op there of the Bidens getting on the plane here. Brett Baer was speculating on this from Fox, their anchor at 6, they wanted the photo op to kind of, I don't know, rub the Republicans or Trump's nose in it or all of this kind of thing. I don't know about that, but very, very interesting, and we'll see.
Yeah, can we get a word out of you, Biden? Nope, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, can't get anything out of him at all on the issue of the raid on Trump's personal residence in Mar-a-Lago, Palm Beach, Florida. Not a peep. Nothing from Attorney General Merrick Garland. Does anybody even know where he is? I mean, that guy hasn't cast a shadow anywhere near a television camera, and I can't tell you when. Maybe with good reason right now with a furor that has erupted over this raid. And Chris Wray, the FBI director, you know, he's talking about threats against law enforcement, but he's got nothing to say about all of this. Now, it has come to light that apparently President Trump has access to or a copy of the search warrant that was signed off on by a Trump-hating judge, Bruce Reinhardt, who, by the way, we have more on him and the things he's posted on Facebook about Trump's lack of character. And, I'm sure they went to the right judge to get a sign-off on this, to get to Mar-a-Lago, because they knew they'd get the right answer out of Bruce Reinhardt. But at any rate, Trump reportedly has no plans to publish the search warrant. However, it's probably going to come to light anyway. Fox Business is reporting that Trump's legal team is considering legal action to force the Justice Department to turn over a physical copy of the search warrant, the affidavit with all the full details on everything to do with the raid and what was taken, itemized, etc., and a complete inventory of it all. So we'll have to see. Trump could release the records. Apparently he's not going to, but Judicial Watch, his conservative outfit, is going after a court order to unseal the records. This needs to be out there. It actually needs to be out there at the hands of the head of the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, the attorney general, but apparently he's just not going to do it.
You know, I think there's probably a good chance it'll come out, whether it's legally required or not. These things seem to have a way of leaking.
Well, we'll see. There are a number of efforts apparently in the works here. I can tell you, by the way, that House Republicans are demanding a hearing on the raid, you know, with the FBI and the Department of Justice. But they don't have the votes to make that happen in the House of Representatives, sadly. Sadly. What else do we have? Newsweek is reporting that the FBI had a mole inside Mar-a-Lago. Somebody who led the FBI agents, 30 more or more of them, around the Trump residence down there and said, you know, here's what you want here. This is where this is stashed. Take this. No, 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 not there. Over here. You know. And then they all wound up in Melania's closet. I don't know what they were looking for there.
You know, it's interesting. They were not wearing the usual FBI jackets that you see them often when they conduct a raid. Some were in suits, just or plain, you know, business casual. A bunch of them were in T-shirts and cargo shorts, which is my weekend uniform. So I'm thinking about suing the FBI for stealing my wardrobe ideas.
Give us an exclusive on that, will you?
Sure.
We have a one-word texting poll on the politics of all of this, and we'll pose that for you in a moment. Your thoughts on the aftermath of the raid and what we've reported here this morning. Anything else you've got that we might have missed? 407-916-5400. Text line 23680. Quick update on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic. And back at it in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando, at 618. Central Florida headlines now. One person hurt after a shooting in Daytona Beach. Police believe the shooting took place between people in two cars near Derbyshire Road and 5th Street yesterday morning. We have no word for you yet on the victim's condition. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories throughout the morning on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA, this is Good Morning Orlando. Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Lizzie Steele, and I'm here to tell you about a really cool feature that we have, and that's our podcast. Say that you miss Good Morning Orlando and you want to go back and listen to it. Well, within an hour, Guy has our podcast up on the free iHeartRadio app, and you can just listen to us, listen to Alan's Elsewhere or the Florida Roundtable with Melissa Fox, all on iHeartRadio app.
Good stuff, all 3 hours. It's right there for you. Bang, bang, bang. 24-7, 365. Interesting on the text line, before we get to our one-word texting poll related to the raid on Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. We talked about the Bidens leaving town on a vacation with Hunter in tow getting on the plane. And texter says, Hunter is going to have a tragic accident on the family vacation. A sympathy vote to wind.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie, you've been thinking about this with Hunter on the vacation soiree here.
Yes, conspiracy theory not, but I'm just have a feeling that something may happen to Hunter.
Wow, yeah?
I don't know. You know, like I said, yeah, conspiracy theory, whatever, but I'm just, I don't know, I got this feeling. They made too much of a big wave and made too much of a presentation at the top of the...
Interesting. By the way, another texter says Democrats just are feeling really good. They're successful. They have Biden out of the news, and it's all Trump. But you know what? I don't think it's all bad news on Trump. As a matter of fact, a number of political strategists join the Budman in seeing this, at least for now, because there's a lot more we need to know about the circumstances of the raid, what they were looking for, et cetera, et cetera. But the way this all went down just seems wrong to an awful lot of people. And a lot of Democrats are even concerned about the way it went down. And Trump is, at least for now, perhaps more of a sympathetic figure than he has been. And could this work to his political advantage? Now, we have talked about Trump, because he's been talking about it and teasing it, running for president again in 2024. The thinking being that he might announce it this summer before the midterms. Some want him to wait till after the midterms, think he may upset the apple cart for the Republicans on the way to taking control of the House and the Senate. And we can debate that because it's really hard to know which way all of that cuts. But I'm telling you right now, a lot of people feel like, you know, Trump has just gotten absolutely shafted, absolutely screwed, that there's no excuse for this, that the way this went down at Mar-a-Lago, this is the Democrats, this is a political hit job to try to, you know, to just take him down any way they can because they are scared to death that not only will he run, but he will win the presidency.
But doesn't that make you feel good, though, the fact that people are actually acknowledging and looking outside the box to see, holy cheese and crackers, bad things are actually happening, and it's not just us being, you know, a screw loose or whatever people would call people who were supporting Trump.
Well, you raise a good point, and we want to get you engaged in this. So we have a one-word texting poll, and the voting will be open all morning, and Lizzie will give us updates and then a final tally just before we leave the air at 9 o'clock. Guy, give it the first read, if you will.
In the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he's running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. That's if you want Trump to announce now, yes or no to 23680.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I put this together, and I'm conflicted as to how I would vote. I really am, Alan.
Yeah.
I can make a case for, oh, yeah, this is the moment for him to announce, to really get some momentum off, I think, the sympathy vote that's kind of going for Trump in a lot of quarters right now.
Yeah, we asked this question recently, and it seemed like more of our listeners were suggesting at the time they didn't want Trump to announce now that he's running for president.
But also, we'll be taking long-form texts and phone calls, 407-916-5400 there, and the text line is 23680, with the reason why you feel like this is the time for him to jump in, or no, 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 Donald, don't do it now. And, of course, there's the talkback feature in the iHeartRadio app. You'll learn more about it if you don't know about it, where you can sound off for up to 30 seconds and give us your take on that. One more time, in the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he is running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. And again, I'm going back and forth, and, you know, I'm paid to have an opinion on this program, but every once in a while, you know, I struggle to come up with a clear feeling of exactly where I stand on something. But I think I am leaning toward, you know what, if he's going to do it, now would be the time. We'll talk more about this throughout the show, but get your vote in early at 23680. Text yes or no. Do you want him to announce now that he's running for president in 2024? Text yes or no. Here's Alan with a news update.
Parents in Osceola County accused of murdering their 6-year-old son. And the Bucks and Dolphins practice together. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
In 10 minutes, they're going to hire thousands more IRS agents. One of the requirements, be ready to use deadly force if necessary. Stay tuned. We'll give you the rest of that nightmarish story. Speaking of nightmares, this child abuse story out of Central Florida. Alan, beginning the news update with that.
But a 6-year-old boy allegedly beaten by his parents for drinking out of a toilet bowl in their Kissimmee motel room has died. Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez says the parents, 25-year-old Bianca Blase and 22-year-old Larry Rhodes Jr., are facing murder charges. Lopez calls them savages.
The child was drinking from the toilet, but they had nothing to do with why he wasn't breathing. The reason he wasn't breathing was because his parents got very angry because he was drinking out of the toilet, so they started to beat him.
The boy was drinking out of the toilet because he was thirsty. He had been on life support since the incident last month. The parents are also accused of beating and starving their 5 other children who have been placed in foster care.
Wow.
A Longwood man could get the death penalty for killing his daughter. Juan Bravo Torres allegedly stabbed his 2 daughters last week at their home on Highland Street. 3-year-old Eva died, and state attorney Phil Archer filed paperwork yesterday that indicates he will push for the death penalty. The new superintendent of Orange County Schools was out and about to greet students on the first day of school. Dr. Maria Vasquez said, "We're off to a great start." She says despite a teacher shortage, every classroom was covered.
After the resource teachers and the interventionists were placed, we had slightly under 100 vacancies that we filled with district personnel.
And Dr. Vasquez says they're doing all they can to reassure parents that their children are safe at school. AAA's statewide average price for gas in Florida is down another 3 cents today. It's now $3.70 a gallon. In Metro Orlando, the average is $3.64, also down 3 cents. The Miami Dolphins and Tampa Bay Bucks hold a second day of joint practices today in Tampa. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel says it's good to be hitting someone not wearing your team's colors.
The guys are sick of going against each other, generally 10 days into camp everywhere you're at, so it kind of brings... It revitalizes football to a degree from a practice perspective.
The Dolphins and Bucks open their NFL preseason Saturday, playing each other at Raymond James Stadium. WFLA News Time is 6:34. You can win tickets to the concert or event of your choosing. Details on our website, WFLAOrlando.com. And
headlines, this Florida story for you now. A federal law enforcement officer is dead after being shot by deputies in Monroe County. Deputies were called to a home in Key Largo because 48-year-old Lane Cavanis of Homeland Security was armed, drunk, and suicidal. The sheriff says when Cavanis pointed an AR-15 rifle at deputies, they shot and killed him. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros, evenings and weekends. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Voting on a one-word texting poll in the wake of the FBI raid that's getting Trump sympathy where he doesn't normally get it. Do you want Donald Trump to announce now that he is running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. More scary news out of the Internal Revenue Service, our friends at the IRS, in a moment. But first of all, from the Budman's Believe It or Not file, Gina and I discussed it. Last month's inflation numbers made Wall Street happy because they weren't as catastrophic as the month before. 9.1% annual inflation rate the prior month. 8.5% is the inflation rate in the most recent month of July. How dumb does Biden think we are that he will take 8.5% inflation rate and spin it as goose eggs? He did it. Listen to it.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
Get out of here.
Here's what that means. While the price of some things go up, went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month, but people were still hurting.
You think? And yeah, he did get out of here. He took off with the family and with Hunter in tow for a vacation here, getting out of town. Unbelievable. I mean, think about that. How much are we supposed to swallow, gang, in one gulp? It isn't like inflation disappeared. He's trying to make the case that it did. It didn't. And with groceries, it's worse than ever. Gasoline has come down. He has nothing to do with that. I mean, the war is still on, right, with Ukraine. Isn't there still the Putin price hike on gasoline? I mean, come on. You know, they only say that when they think it might work for them. But it is just incredible how willing they are to insult the intelligence of the American people. Does that grind your gears, guys?
Oh, definitely, 100%.
We had zero inflation. It's 8.5, but, you know, nothing to see here. 407-916-5400, text line 23680. Promised you scary news from the Internal Revenue Service. It comes from, of course, within the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, which is not going to, by independent analysis from a number of sources, lower inflation. And it's a huge lie that we don't have any tax increases in there. There are huge tax increases in the Inflation Reduction Act. There's also $80 billion for the Internal Revenue Service, so they can, among other things, hire 87,000 new IRS agents.
Wow. And are these people already have some type of background in either, I don't know, accounting? What background do you have to be in the IRS?
I don't know, but I do know this. Interesting that you would raise this question here. Because they're looking for a whole bunch of new special agents here. And this is some of what it says, Lizzie. They talk about the hours. You got to be open to working on weekends and other rudimentary line items for federal employment. It doesn't sound like you have to know a whole lot, but this is the one that is absolutely frightening to me when you consider that they are hiring 87,000 new agents, and what they're going to try to do is go after people who haven't paid all the taxes they owe and raise $124 billion that way to fund this huge spending boondoggle that is the Inflation Reduction Act, all right?
Wow.
Now, here's the deal. They are going to... they're going to hire these people to go after average taxpayers. They say, no, not to go after anybody under $400,000 a year. Don't buy it for a second. The low-hanging fruit for the IRS has always been people with modest incomes because they can't fight back and they just cough up the money because they can't afford the lawyers.
Exactly.
They can't risk losing their job and going to jail. And they just cough up the money. And there's millions and millions of folks in that boat, and the IRS knows it. How do you explain this? And I want you to digest this while we take a very short break. One of the requirements to be a special agent is that you be able to handle a gun for the Internal Revenue Service and use deadly force if necessary.
What?
More after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando, at 6:48. Headlines right now on the lighter side. Out of the Space Coast, an upcoming event at Cape Canaveral could be a fun one for space enthusiasts. The annual Space Collectible Show and Sale set for Saturday at the Sands Space History Center. You can get more info on the free event on this website. Visit spacecoast.com. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Glenn Beck, weekdays 9 a.m. till noon on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Wow. Lots of voting going on in the one-word texting poll, Alan, for folks just checking in here on a Thursday morning. What's the question?
In the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Donald Trump to announce now that he's running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680.
Guy and Lizzie are working Election Central and totaling up the vote. We'll get to the latest tally, and you'll be able to vote right until 9 o'clock when we give you the final results. We'll share some long-form incoming on the text line here at 23680 on this issue and this question, but also on the IRS here. So the Inflation Reduction Act, you know, this includes $80 billion to vastly expand the Internal Revenue Service, doubling its current size, adding an additional 87,000 employees to try to raise $124 billion in order to fund the Inflation Reduction Act and this huge spending boondoggle that has been passed by the Senate on a 50-50 vote with Kamala Harris, the vice president, breaking the tie. And, Alan, my understanding is the House vote on this is set for tomorrow.
Well, this is pretty worrisome because with that many agents, they may find out. I've been trying to deduct my dachshunds as children on my IRS returns. And, you know, if that comes to light.
They'll be knocking on your door.
Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it now
probably
that I think
not.
About
Oops.
It.
Oops.
Remember, and these agents are hiring right now. They need to be able to handle a gun and use deadly force if necessary.
Yeah, wait, what does that mean? Like, if you say, I don't have the money right now, they're going to be like, all right, hand it over.
I don't know what it means, but it doesn't have an American feel to it. You know, I don't play the Nazi card, but it feels a little bit like, you know, secret police, stormtroopers, SS, Gestapo. I mean, this is really, really frightening. And I can tell you this. According to a study in the last fiscal year, households with less than $25,000 in earnings, and that's really low in this day and age, were five times as likely to be audited by the IRS than any other income group. They go for the low-hanging fruit, and there's millions of people on the low end of the income scale, and they have no way to fight back, and they just simply ante up the money.
Boy, you know, it puts me in mind, you know, as Mr. Music, I'm always thinking of a song to relate to a particular situation. Guy and Lizzie, do you remember Rihanna a few years back?
Mm-hmm.
B, Where's My Money?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. On our one-word texting poll, it is, in the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he's running for president in 2024? The voting continues. We'll give you some results here in a moment. And people are just really split on this. But on the IRS question, the Internal Revenue Service here, wow. The IRS will be weaponized against American citizens. It'll be another armed agency of the government, which will be used to enforce whatever the party in office wants Americans to do beyond just collecting taxes. He says, I blame the idiots who were too fragile and voted for the clown in the White House. Another one, hiring all those IRS agents, just another stepping stone to pushing us poor people into some type of civil war. You can only push so far. They know it, and they want it, and they're pushing for it. What do we got? Don't forget the IRS has 4,500 guns and 5 million rounds of ammunition. Why? The IRS hiring breaks down to over 1,700 new agents per state. You got to be able to carry a gun and use deadly force if necessary. Internal Revenue. We are not talking about the infantry in the United States Army.
What if you get someone with a trigger finger? It's like itchy.
Well, that's always an issue anytime weapons are involved.
Let's pop that one-word texting poll out one more time because folks are just joining us, you know, minute by minute at this time of day. And then give us the latest voting, which continues until 9 o'clock, gang.
In the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he's running for president in 2024? Text yes. Or text no to 23680. And so far, it's a dead tie at 25.
25 votes each.
Yep.
How about that? That's interesting. Hard sometimes to get balance in a one-word texting poll, Alan.
Yeah.
That's about as balanced as you can get.
Congratulations, bud.
See that? Every once in a while, a blind squirrel gets a nut. I came up with one that works.
Mm-hmm. I like nuts.
You
are squirrels.
Trump taking the fifth. It's never happened before with a former president. But I'm on his side on this, and I'll explain when we begin talking in the 7 o'clock hour. But right now it's time to do a little listening because Alan has your news coming up.
Got some new reporting on the Trump FBI raid, and it's the LIV Golf Tour versus Tiger Woods. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Good morning, Orlando. Top of the morning to you here on a moonlit morning at 7 o'clock as we update Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic now on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540 and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, a mole at Mar-a-Lago. More in 1 minute.
Trump takes the fifth. Right call, wrong call. Let's talk on Good Morning Orlando.
7:01 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. In the wake of the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Palm Beach estate, we're getting reports of a mole at Mar-a-Lago. More from Fox's Jack Callahan.
Newsweek, quoting two anonymous Justice Department sources, reporting a confidential informant inside Mar-a-Lago tipped off the FBI where to search for potentially classified documents and helped them to time Monday's raid when the former president wasn't there. The Wall Street Journal, in an editorial condemning the raid and warning that Attorney General Merrick Garland risks taking America down a perilous path. The New York Times asking a federal court to order the Justice Department to unseal the warrant, as has the Albany Times Union and the group Judicial Watch. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Hot topic at 6. We're back on it at 8.
The FBI director is condemning violence against law enforcement after that Trump raid in Palm Beach.
Any threats made against law enforcement, including the men and women of the FBI, as with any law enforcement agency, are deplorable and dangerous.
Speaking in Omaha, Christopher Wray was pressed about whether the FBI is worried about backlash from January 6th rioters. He noted that 73 law enforcement officers were killed in 2021, the highest number since 9/11. A federal law enforcement officer is dead after he was shot by deputies in Monroe County. Deputies were called to a home in Key Largo because 48-year-old Lane Cavanis of Homeland Security was said to be armed, drunk, and suicidal. The sheriff says when Cavanis pointed an AR-15 rifle at deputies, they shot and killed him. Severe weather is causing chaos at airports across the country. Almost 8,000 flights were canceled or delayed yesterday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his agency is ready to go after airlines that don't do enough to compensate travelers for flight delays and cancellations.
We will enforce the requirement that they do provide you with that refund. We just issued last year the biggest fine in the history of the program from an airline that wasn't doing the right thing.
Buttigieg made that pledge during an interview on MSNBC. LIV Golf is accusing the PGA Tour of getting Tiger Woods to criticize players who jumped ship to the Saudi-backed tour, Trey Thomas reports.
A lawsuit filed by golfers who made the switch to LIV claims the PGA got Woods to do its bidding by suggesting they would never play in the Masters, the Open, or other majors. Woods said he didn't understand why golfers would make the jump and questioned their motivation to practice and compete after receiving guaranteed money. The lawsuit accuses the PGA of pressuring major tournaments to exclude golfers who take part in LIV events. Trey Thomas, News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
WFLA News Time is 7:04. A Major League Baseball player drops his phone while sliding into third base. The MLB is investigating. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at WFLA Orlando. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFLA Orlando.
Major League Baseball is investigating. My understanding is, correct me if I'm wrong, this thing came out of his pocket when he slid into third.
Yeah.
It isn't like he was taking a call rounding second, is it?
Well, you know, the thing is, electronic communication devices are prohibited on the field.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that so?
I saw that. When I saw him slide around and I saw that fly out of his pocket, and then he went to go hand it to his teammate that's standing there, the coach, or whatever, the base coach, and the base coach threw his hands up. Did you see that, Alan?
Yes.
He threw his hands up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are actually, there's, of all the things, you know, that we're investigating in this country, I believe we're investigating this guy over the phone.
Well, it comes after the cheating scandal involving the Houston Astros, and there was talk of them having some kind of remote device or buzzer to signal players as to pitches, etc.
Yeah, so his phone could have gone off and gone in his pocket to signal what kind of pitch was
going. Got it. Now it's making sense. The light dawns for the Bud Man.
There you go.
Thanks to me mates here. I didn't quite get what was going on. Vote in our one-word texting poll. Trump's getting some sympathy for the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and he ought to get some. So is now the time. The question is this. In the wake of the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, do you want Trump to announce now that he is running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. Trump continues to dominate the news. For the first time ever, a former president has pleaded the Fifth Amendment and refused to answer questions on the grounds that it might incriminate him. And Trump, of course, and you played the cut earlier, has said, you know, only people in the mafia, like, take the Fifth Amendment, right?
And yeah, he said,
why would you do it unless you're guilty, you know?
Exactly. And now he says he's issued a statement on his social media platform, Truth Social, saying, well, now I get it.
This concerns a deposition in New York. There's an investigation going on by a Trump-hating attorney general by the name of Letitia James, who's been out to get Trump for years, and they're investigating his business dealings here. And Trump refused to talk, and he took the Fifth multiple times, hour after hour, yesterday. Was this the right call or the wrong call? I actually understand completely why Trump refused to talk in this situation. We'll talk about it with you here in a moment after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning from the whole gang here on the 50,000-watt front porch at 7:08. Headlines now. Criminal charges being filed against a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps for allegedly trying to assassinate former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department says the plot likely was in retaliation for a 2020 U.S. airstrike that killed the Corps' commander. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Good morning, Orlando. Bud Hedinger, Alan Spector, Guy Roberts, Lizzie Steele. So glad you're with us and a very good Thursday morning from us all, wherever you are. Now, Trump was in New York City yesterday. He was forced to give a deposition as part of a civil investigation, not a criminal investigation, but a civil investigation into his business dealings here. And he's been being dogged by the New York Attorney General Letitia James, who's been out to get him for years. More on that in a moment. And it's important that you hear what Trump released in terms of a video montage of this incredibly biased New York Attorney General Letitia James. Just hates Trump. I mean, from the day she was inaugurated, she said, I am obsessed with this. I am going to get this guy. I'm going to take him down. Trump took the Fifth Amendment and refused to answer any questions other than to give his name yesterday. And this went on and on and on. Now, here is part of the Trump statement before we let you hear this attorney general who's out to get him. And she's the reason I am supporting Trump in taking the Fifth Amendment, which I don't think I would normally do. By the way, this is another unique piece of history made by Trump. No other former president has ever taken the Fifth Amendment in this country. So here we are. Trump, I once asked, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Now I know the answer to that question. When your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and the fake news media, you have no choice. If there was any question in my mind, the raid of my home, Mar-a-Lago, on Monday by the FBI, just 2 days prior to this deposition, wiped out any uncertainty. I have absolutely no choice because the current administration and many prosecutors in this country have lost all moral and ethical bounds of decency. Accordingly, under the advice of my counsel, and for all of the above reasons, I decline to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the United States Constitution. He goes on to say, Attorney General Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, openly campaigned on the policy of get and destroy Trump. Says this political attack on me, my family, and my great company is her despicable attempt to fulfill that cynical and very corrupt promise. Attorney General James developed a political platform and made a career out of maliciously attacking me and my business before she was even elected or reviewed one of the millions of pages of documents we willingly produced. I want you to listen to a montage of video from Letitia James over time, released by Trump. And this is why he refused to speak to this woman yesterday, and I support him in that. An attorney general is supposed to be objective, unbiased in the prosecution of people alleged to have broken the law. She is anything but that. She flat out hates Trump. And yes, he's not paranoid. He is right. And here is the evidence that she for years has been out to destroy him.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
In her Attorney General victory speech, Letitia James promised to shine a bright light into every dark corner at Trump's real estate holdings. Shortly thereafter, she vowed to use every area of the law to investigate President Trump and his business transactions and that of his family as well. Taking the Fifth Amendment? Unprecedented. Right call or wrong call by Trump? I'm supporting Trump in this. I mean, you talk about a witch hunt. You talk about a trap being set. Exactly. You talk about an attorney general way beyond the bounds of her oath and what her office is supposed to be all about. Is anybody else with me on this? Did Trump make the right call or the wrong call? I would have taken the Fifth in this situation with that woman as well. How about you? Let's talk. 407-916-5400. Text line is 23680. Good morning, Orlando. It's 718. An update now on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in a quick 2 minutes. We're glad you're with us. Check of headlines for you now. Americans not as optimistic about the state of the coronavirus pandemic as they were just a few months ago. This according to a new Gallup poll that's out, revealing 41% of adults in this country believe the situation is getting better. Only 41%, 63% thought it was getting better last spring. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in our top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Do you like chiming in? Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA. Welcome to my house. Baby, take
control now. We can't even slow down. There are many ways to get a hold of us. 407-916-5400 or 23680. Or you can go to the free iHeartRadio app and look up WFLA Orlando. You're going to see a microphone icon. You press that and you have 30 seconds to sound off and tell us your opinion about anything we are talking about. That's the free iHeartRadio app and the TalkBack feature.
Further proof we really do care what you think out here. We try not to just talk at you. We want feedback from you. The phone number is 407-916-5400, as Guy was saying, and the text line is 23680. Then there is that TalkBack to the iHeartRadio app. And then, Lizzie, there is the one-word texting poll that is still out there, and we're getting a lot of response. Why don't you pop that out there one more time?
In the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he's running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680.
While we're talking, Trump took the Fifth Amendment repeatedly in that deposition in New York. Across the table from him was the Trump-hating New York Attorney General Letitia James. I would have taken the Fifth as well. Did he make the right or the wrong call?
I don't know. It's interesting that I believe he commented later that everything, despite the fact he was opposed by someone who opposes him and also pleaded the Fifth a number of times, he said later that it was all handled very professionally.
Well, they weren't screaming at each other.
No.
No, he just refused to answer, and they kept on popping questions. And that is true. She did not come unglued. But as we heard in the montage Trump released, I mean, this is her, and this is her history, dating back to her running for and attaining the office of Attorney General, that she ran on, I'm going to get Trump, put me in there, and I will.
And given that, it's really kind of a no-win situation for Donald Trump. He's darned if he does, he's darned if he doesn't, as far as pleading the Fifth or answering questions.
Right call or wrong call on taking the Fifth?
I agree 100%, because it doesn't matter what he was going to say. They were just going to tear him apart. So just shh, be quiet.
How about it, Guy?
He did exactly what his lawyers told him to do, and that's what he's paying them for.
It's interesting. I was also reading that Trump said that he wanted to, you know, he really wanted to talk, and he really wanted to let her have it and really lay it out there. But the lawyers convinced him that, you know, silence was the way to go here.
Yeah, knowing Trump, that probably took a lot of convincing.
I think it does. Very hard to change his mind.
Yeah.
But it can be done. Apparently it was done by the lawyers, and I think ultimately it turns out to be the right call. On the text line, a lot of support for this was the right call. And here's a texter saying, you know what? Yeah, Trump made the right call, but I wouldn't say the word hello to that attorney general if I were Trump. She needs to be sued by Trump, abusing her office and authority. Welcome to the Banana Republic of America, where the hateful fools are in charge. Hard call on the Trump announcement, says another texter. I think waiting till after the midterms is the best. Oh well, that's on the other issue. We got so many things going on the text line right now. I'm sorry, I'm not sorting them out on the fly here. But that has to do with whether or not he should announce now for president. He's getting a lot of sympathy from quarters he doesn't normally get it, and said, "Well, I think wait until after the midterms is best."
Well, you know, it's interesting. A texter brought up the term "banana republic." We're hearing that a lot this week. But, you know, it's not all bad. If the U.S. became a banana republic, we'd all be well-dressed. So,
Well, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, it's all in how you look at it, bud. Yeah.
And bananas is like, they're my favorite fruit, so we might get more of them. Might get a good deal or something.
Yeah, so it's all, you know.
On a serious note, Governor DeSantis, I think, was the first one to react to the raid on Mar-a-Lago with the term banana republic.
Yep.
And so there we go. But, yeah. 1,000% pleading on the Fifth. He made the right call. The right call by 45, as in President 45. And it goes on and on and on. Oh, in the next half hour, in addition to the voting continuing in our one-word texting poll, In the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he's running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. We'll have an update on the voting. News Radio WFLA national correspondent Rory O'Neill is going to be joining us on these new inflation numbers. And I'm going to play that cut for him that I played earlier of Biden trying to spin 8.5% inflation and say we had zero inflation last month. Can't wait for Rory's take on that. He's going to be talking about how the stock market went through the roof on this news yesterday.
Yeah.
Whether or not we are likely to have more big-time interest rate hikes, or maybe not so much. And we're those of us who get Social Security checks going to be making a little bit more money. Okay? And which cities are most affected by inflations? Only Rory knows. Right now, news coming up with Alan.
An horrific child abuse and murder story out of Osceola County. And the Disney dollars are pouring in. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together. And elsewhere, just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Good Morning Orlando, Thursday edition. The Budman, Alan, Guy, and Lizzie. Alan with the news right now. And kind of a warning here. I mean, for those of you who love kids as we do, this is just an awful story.
Unthinkable. He's calling them savages. Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez says the parents of a six-year-old boy who died after being beaten for drinking water out of a toilet bowl because he was thirsty are facing murder charges.
First, the mother beat him. Then the father started repeatedly punching this little boy with a closed fist. It was determined that he suffered a brain bleed and a lacerated liver. The little boy unfortunately passed away a few days later.
That horrific incident happened last month in the Kissimmee Motel room where the boy lived with his parents, 25-year-old Bianca Blase and 22-year-old Larry Rhodes Jr. and five other children. Those five surviving children have been placed in foster care together. A Sanford man could face more child abuse charges. Justin Johnson Jr. was arrested 6 months ago for abusing children he was caring for as a foster parent. Yesterday, investigators announced they found more potential victims for a total of at least 20 abused children. The first day of school in Orange County is history, and
we're off to a great start.
That assessment from Superintendent Dr. Maria Vasquez as she greeted students early yesterday morning. That despite just under 100 teacher vacancies, which she said were filled with district personnel. Disney is beating expectations for the quarter. The company saw a 26% year-over-year increase, with revenue in the parks up 70%. Disney Plus is also seeing a rise in numbers, gaining over 14 million subscribers, with the total number rising to over 150 million. Today will be the second day of joint practices at Tampa between the Buccaneers and the Dolphins. Miami head coach Mike McDaniel's goal for these practices is simple.
When you're fortunate enough to practice against a good team, guys want to do well. And in that process, one of two things are going to happen. They're either going to do well or they're not.
The Dolphins and Bucks kick off their preseason by playing each other Saturday at Raymond James Stadium. WFLA News Time is 7:34. Elsewhere. Taylor Swift is filing a motion in response to a 2017 copyright lawsuit claiming that she stole the lyrics from her 2014 hit, Shake It Off, which goes a little something like this. Now, a group called 3LW claimed that Swift copied lyrics from their 2001 song, Players Gonna Play. Players gonna play. In a sworn declaration this week, Taylor Swift stated that the lyrics to Shake It Off were written entirely by her. The case was initially thrown out in 2018, but resurrected last year by an appeals panel. A U.S. District Court judge also ruled last December the case would need to be brought before a jury.
How are you going to be able to sue on slang?
I know. That's what I thought when I first saw this story, is the phrases haters gonna hate, player's going to play so common.
Correct.
You know.
Yeah, I use it every day.
It's not like these people invented that, and then anybody else who uses it owes them money.
Well, they know how deep Taylor Swift's pockets are, and it looks like they're just trying to cash in. You think they're going anywhere with this, or do you think they'll be shut down?
I hope not, but when it goes before a jury, you never know.
No, that's true.
This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. This little guy is returning.
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is set to race back into theaters. This comes after the success of the second installment in the live-action Sonic film series, which brought in more than $72 million at the domestic box office. The franchise stars James Marsden, Penn Schwartz, and Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik. But as fast as Sonic is, he's taking his time getting back into theaters. Sonic the Hedgehog won't be playing at your local movie house until December 20th. 2024.
What? What's the deal with that?
I don't know. We could all be dead by then.
Why'd they announce it now then?
That's a nice thought, Alan.
And finally, here's some good advice from singer-songwriter Joe South.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey, before you abuse, criticize and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
However, be careful. A man in Washington State tried to walk in somebody else's shoes without permission. Spokane Valley police were called to a Walmart where a customer had put on a pair of shoes, left his old shoes on the rack, and ran out of the store wearing the new shoes. Deputies caught up with 27-year-old Jacob Lockard and took him into custody. He was charged with theft and resisting arrest, and he has been banned from all Walmarts for 99 years.
Wow. So he's got time.
He'll be moving real slow next time he shows up at a Walmart. They'll have no trouble catching him.
There was a bit of good news for Lockard. He did get his old shoes back.
Oh, well.
So, silver lining. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector, more of Good Morning Orlando in just 2 minutes after an update of news, weather, and traffic.
National headline for you now. Severe weather causing chaos at many airports across the country. Almost 8,000 flights were canceled or delayed yesterday. Southwest Airlines had more than 30% of its flights delayed. The airlines are saying most of the cause of all of this, most, was weather. Updates at least every 10 minutes on the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
News, weather, and traffic.
For the smartest audience in talk radio.
News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good Morning Orlando. Bud Hedinger, Alan Spector, Guy Roberts, and Lizzie Steele with you until 9 o'clock. And we're joined right now by News Radio WFLA national correspondent, as we always say, because it is oh so true, our good friend, because we've worked with him before, and he's the best, Rory O'Neill. Rory, welcome aboard this morning.
Hey, bud. Good morning. Thank you for that.
You know, earlier we had Gina Cervetti on with the Daily Bloomberg Business Report at 6:35. Sure. We were talking about inflation and all of this, and you have a number of related items this morning. To catch people up on the latest inflation news, why don't we begin with the report that came out yesterday and take it from there?
Right. We got the consumer price index number for the month of July that showed they were expecting a slight increase, but instead it came in at 0.0%, meaning what you paid for an item in July is the same as what you paid for it in June. However, what you paid for it in July of 2021 was 8.5% lower than it is today. So we saw this 8.5% increase in prices year over year, but for the month it was at 0.0, which got Wall Street excited because they think perhaps inflation has peaked and the Federal Reserve may be less likely to raise interest rates that 0.75 point we're all expecting next month.
Yeah, the stock market. I mean, it seems like they kind of overreacted a bit to moderately good news.
Yeah, and then, of course, we got the Disney numbers end of day, so that also exceeded expectations. But it was a big spike. I think a lot of people are putting this belief in this speculation that the Fed may change course. But that really seems unlikely based on one single month of data.
Yeah, I mean, how bad are things when going from 9.1% to 8.5% sends the stock market through the roof? I'll tell you, President Biden knows how bad things are, and they sent him out yesterday, his handlers, because I just don't think he's calling the shots on much anymore. But, hey, that's just me. Well, it isn't just me. But at any rate, I want to play this cut for you, Rory. You're probably familiar with it. And I don't know how the president thought he could sell us on the idea that, it wasn't 8.5%. We had no inflation last month. Here he is.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month, but people were still hurting.
You know, I was expecting a chorus of happy days are here again after that.
Yeah, and you know, look, and most of that, yes. The reason it's at 0.0 is because gas prices have come down so much since their peak of over $5 in June. And that's why the number is way down or flat, I guess, for the month of July. Still, you know, go to the supermarket, eggs are up 38%, butter's up 26%, chicken is up 18%. So there's plenty of pain out there.
Well, one thing might be considered good news for folks who get Social Security checks. They are indexed to inflation, so I have to believe the checks are going to get bigger. What do you know on that?
Right. That's the prediction now that's coming in. They essentially base the number for next year off this summertime data. So based on what we're seeing so far, this is just a prediction. They'll make the formal announcement in October. It looks like a 9.6% increase in Social Security benefits next year. On average, that would translate to about $159 a month more, about $1,900 a year.
Yeah, and that's on top of an almost 6% increase last year. Not that I'm old enough to know what the current Social Security situation is.
No, not
nowhere
at all.
Close
no,
to that
not even.
At all.
Right, sure.
What about around the country? Are there certain locations that are more affected or less affected by inflation?
Yeah, I'd say Wallet Hub took a look at some of the city by city numbers, and it surprised me that Anchorage, Alaska, is suffering some of the worst inflation numbers when you add it all together. There were some Florida cities on the list, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. They put that at sixth on the list, and then Tampa came in at number nine. Orlando, I was surprised, did not make the top two dozen cities in the survey.
That's a list we'd just as soon be way down on, Rory.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, we're not looking to to be up near the top on that one. Any closing thoughts on the economic and inflation front?
We're just hopeful that it has peaked and that this is now behind us and that this trend continues, no one needs to be paying any more than we already are for a trip to the supermarket.
Yeah, and Gina Cervetti on the Bloomberg Business Report this morning, Rory, indicated that the futures look like it's going to be another good day for the Dow.
Yeah, got to wear shades. That's how bright things are.
Ah. Nice.
News Radio WFLA National Correspondent Rory O'Neill, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah. Hey, Guy, what about that one-word texting poll? The voting continues here this morning. You know, a lot of folks are wondering, is Trump going to jump in and run for another term as president? He's getting a little bit of love that he doesn't normally get, feeling, you know, he's become a sympathetic figure off the raid at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, in the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he's in the running for the president for 2024? Text yes. Or text no to 23680. Right now, no is taking a good lead.
And we'll have a vote update, but we want to hear from you. But I'd like to have a conversation with you about that. If you want to talk it over, 407-916-5400, or expand on things with a line or two on the text line, or get on that talkback feature through the iHeartRadio app. That's what it's all about here on the 50,000-watt Front Porch. Thursday edition continues of Good Morning Orlando. 7:48, an update now on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic, and then back at it in 2 minutes. Headlines now. This on the international scene, interesting, somewhat concerning, I think. The new report from Japan says that China has overtaken the United States when it comes to scientific research output. The report from Japan's Science and Technology Ministry found that the highest number of scientific papers is now published by China. The U.S. came in second, followed by Germany. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories all morning long are promised to you on Good Morning Orlando.
The latest news and a place to talk about it. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
And we're very excited to remind you that our iHeartRadio Music Festival is back September 23rd and 24th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Two nights, one stage, live performances from Maren Morris, Nicki Minaj, Pat Benatar, and Neil Giraldo, many, many more. And while the world is listening on iHeartRadio, you could be there. Three chances every weekday for you to win your trip for two plus $1,000 spending money. Next chance to text and win happens right after the 9 o'clock news here on WFLA Orlando, sponsored by Hidden Wealth Solution. For more info, go to WFLAOrlando.com and click the Contests tab.
So we have this one-word texting poll ongoing, voting until 9 o'clock. We're going to get an update from the team in the control room, Guy and Lizzie here, in a moment on how the voting is going. The question is this, and I want to know where you stand on this and why, gang. In the wake of the FBI raid this week at Mar-a-Lago, do you want Trump to announce now that he is running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. I've really been going back and forth on how I would vote, and we don't vote on these things. This is for you folks who listen to the show on the one-word texting polls. So we hope you will add your vote to the tally. And I'm inclined to thinking he may be at a high point right now. I'm not saying that he doesn't have a lot of things to deal with and legal challenges and all of this, January 6th, yada, yada, yada. You all know it as well as we do. But he's getting some sympathy from this, and a lot of people who feel like, you know, he's just, they're really being persecuted. They're really out to destroy him. And the way this raid went down at Mar-a-Lago is just an outrage at an overreach of government authority and power aimed at Trump. And that maybe now would be the time to pull a trigger on this thing and get in the race. So I think it's a tough call for me, but I think I'm a yes vote on this poll.
My opinion hasn't changed. We've talked about this in the past, and I feel that if the Republicans want to win the midterm elections, they don't need Donald Trump drawing attention away from the issues the country is facing. The economy, even though we've had some relatively good news lately, still, prices are up. People vote with their pocketbooks, as we know. The Republicans don't need Donald Trump out there distracting people from those issues.
Well, let me push back on that a little bit, Alan, and say that, you know, to have Trump out there personally reminding everybody of how bad things are under Biden and how good they were under the Trump presidency, whether you like his personality and his tweets or not or whatever, this guy had a demonstrated track record that's terrific. And for the midterms right now, let's get the Republicans energized to put people in there who have the same vision that Trump has, set the table for 2024.
Well, that would work if Trump can get past 2020. It seems he can't go 2 minutes without mentioning the election being stolen. He needs to get past that for him to win and for Republicans to win in the midterms.
If he asks for my counsel, and he never will, I would say that. Put the vast emphasis on the future and how we can return to greatness here, and let 2020 go, because you're not going to be able to change it. Guy and Lizzie, on all of this question, is now the time for him or not?
I am on the fence.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Because if he says yes now, like Alan said, it could hurt. But if he says no, it could also hurt.
I think you should wait to the last second. I'm just saying.
Oh, really? I mean, you're not even talking about doing it just after the midterms. You're talking about waiting well into the next election cycle.
Exactly. Because the thing is that's going to now create panic. And people are going to be like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And he's going to be like, hey, I'm back. And they're going to be like, yeah. So, well, in my head anyway. Alan, stop looking at me.
I'm not. Wait a minute. I'm not allowed. Allowed to look at you anymore.
What are you, a brother and sister, age six, in the back seat of the car? He's looking at me.
Siblings.
What is that?
Touching me.
I will turn this car around.
Don't you make me turn this car around.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Let me just look at you, bud. That seems safe.
Oh, don't do it. This is more than I can take.
All right. I can't look at anybody now.
Can we go back into election control? Lizzie, get your focus back on the question here. Don't you look at her.
Yes,
I'm not.
Yes, Papa.
I saw you looking at it. Alan?
I'm hiding my eyes.
Oh, gee whiz. How's the voting going on that one-word texting poll, which is...
In the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he's running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. No is taking a commanding lead, but it's only by 10.
Well, what's the count now? The total count? That's what we have Election Central for.
50 to 60.
Was that so hard?
Wait a minute now. 60 no votes. Don't do it now. 50 yes votes. Jump in now.
Okay.
All right. Hour number three coming up, but first the news with Alan.
Donald Trump will not answer questions, and a return to the Field of Dreams. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Great to have you with us on the 50,000-watt front porch on a Thursday at 8 as we update once again for you Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still at AM 540 and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, the Donald takes the fifth. More in 1 minute.
We've talked about that. We're going to be giving you the latest in the aftermath of the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Lots to talk about. Glad you're with us on Good Morning Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Former President Donald Trump is pleading the fifth in a probe carried out by the New York Attorney General. He refused to answer questions at a deposition in New York City as part of a civil investigation into his businesses. Trump acknowledges that he once asked the question, why take the fifth, in reference to controversies surrounding Hillary Clinton.
So there are five people taking the Fifth Amendment, like you see on the mob, right? You see the mob takes the fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
But on his social media platform Truth Social, Trump said he had no choice but to do so because his family, company, and friends are, quote, the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt.
And also because across the table was the Attorney General of New York with a history of being out to get Trump.
The FBI's top official is condemning threats to law enforcement after this week's raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. Mark Mayfield reports.
Director Christopher Wray said he's concerned about threats circulating online against federal agents and the Justice Department, calling them deplorable and dangerous. He noted that 73 law enforcement officers were killed in 2021, the highest number since the 9/11 terror attacks. Monday's search of Trump's home is part of an investigation into whether the former president took classified material from the White House.
Mark Mayfield, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
The state of Florida is postponing all second doses for monkeypox vaccines. The Department of Health says they want to offer more people the chance to get their first shot until the federal government increases vaccine supply. Republican attorneys general from across the country are urging an appeals court to uphold a federal judge's ruling here in Florida that blocked a mask requirement for airplanes and other transportation. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody stating the case.
Not only do we feel very comfortable in the legal argument that that is overreach and the federal government doesn't have the authority to make that mandate, we also think that the result, if that mask mandate was reimposed, would be calamitous.
Federal officials stopped enforcing the requirement after the ruling, but the CDC appealed to the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. And tonight will be a night of nostalgia, featuring baseball in an Iowa cornfield.
Major League Baseball will hold its second Field of Dreams game tonight in Dyersville, Iowa. The Cubs and Reds will face off on a field built next to the film site of the iconic 1989 movie starring Kevin Costner.
If you build it,
The inaugural contest last year between the White Sox and Yankees was a huge success, and around 8,000 fans will be in attendance to watch the game, featuring cornstalks in the outfield and both teams wearing throwback uniforms. First pitch is set for 7:15 Eastern, with TV coverage on the Fox Broadcast Network. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
I'll give it another look tonight, but I don't think it's going to be the same as the first time.
No.
When there were so many unbelievable surprises, sights and scenes, etc. And it was the White Sox from the movie.
Right.
And, of course, the New York Yankees.
Yeah, I'm not hearing the buzz about the game this year that we were hearing a year ago. And as I mentioned earlier, I've been hearing that there is not going to be a Field of Dreams game next year. WFLA News Time is 8:05. Find more stories online at WFLAOrlando.com and go to our website to win tickets to Disney on Ice Road Trip Adventures at the Amway Center. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Florida Roundtable with Melissa Fox, Saturday nights at 9. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando, here on the 50,000-watt front porch with a Bud Man, Alan, Guy, and Lizzie until 9 o'clock. The latest in the aftermath of that raid on Mar-a-Lago, Trump's home in Palm Beach here in a moment. A lot of new angles on this and a one-word texting poll related to the politics of it all. But, you know, we depend on Alan for the news and the breaking news, and he brought me some breaking family news of the very best kind this morning. And would you just share that with everybody?
Well, sure. For our regular listeners, you got to know my oldest son, Jordan, when he was in here a week ago Monday, along with his daughters, Elena and Isla, my granddaughters.
Right.
And Jordan, back in the day, went to UCF, but never quite completed because, you know, UCF stands for you can't finish.
It's been said.
Yes. So he was always a little bit short. It's always kind of hung over him. And last year he finally decided, okay, I'm going to go in, you know, check and see what I need to do. Turned out he just needed a handful of courses, which he could take online. He just completed those courses, and he is now a proud graduate of the University of Central Florida. Jordan, joining the family, because I'm a UCF grad. His mom is a UCF grad. His wife is a UCF grad.
That's a great story.
Congratulations.
It really is.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations, Jordan. He's a terrific guy. You should be very proud of him. You raised him well. We can certainly tell that. And he's doing a beautiful job with those two little grandchildren of yours.
Very proud of him.
Yeah, very good.
Thanks for letting me mention that.
No problem. Are you kidding me? That's great stuff. I love that. Give me all the good family news. We can all use a little bit of that here. We're all kind of family, I think. At least that's the way I try to look at it here on the 50,000-watt front porch. We're going to get back into that one-word texting poll on Trump and whether now is the time to jump into the race for president or not. And the latest in the wake of the Mar-a-Lago raid. In a moment, after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in a quick 2 minutes, stick around. I think we've got some good stuff still coming with 1 hour to go. It's 8:08. Local headline now, a Longwood man could get the death penalty for killing his daughter. Juan Bravo Torres allegedly stabbed his two daughters last week at their home on Highland Street. 3-year-old Ava died, and state attorney Phil Archer filed paperwork yesterday that indicates he will, in fact, push for the death penalty. Updates at least every 10 minutes on our top stories throughout the morning, every show, just for you here on Good Morning Orlando.
Quick wit and compelling perspectives. Glenn Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Rolls into hour number three. Lots of Trump news here. We're going to combine a couple of hot topics from earlier in the show in compressed form here. Trump taking the Fifth Amendment yesterday in a deposition and a civil investigation, not a criminal investigation of his business dealings in New York. And I'm with him on that because of the unique circumstances of that investigation at the hands of a documented Trump-hating New York attorney general, from whom you will hear in that regard in a moment, if you haven't already. in the wake of the Mar-a-Lago raid by the FBI here. We still have nothing from President Biden, refused to talk about it. You guys, you think this vacation, I know that presidents take vacations in August often. You know, Congress is out, et cetera, et cetera. This just came up really quickly. I hadn't heard anything about a Biden family vacation. And I'm wondering if he just decided, you know, he was just being dogged by all these questions and he wouldn't answer them about this raid. Any comments on it at all? No comment whatsoever from the White House or the president. And maybe the heat was getting turned up and they just decided to get out of town. Do you think that might be what's going on here?
This was not a planned trip. They're just like, all right, we got to get out of here soon.
I hadn't heard a single thing about it.
I hadn't heard it either. And when Guy brought it up, I was like, oh, gee, look, they're loading up. Goodbye.
Yeah, and guess who went up the ramps and onto the plane with Joe was Hunter Biden. Interesting, too. Get him out of the line of fire.
I wonder if he's going to come back.
Yeah, you've been wondering, and you've got at least a little love on the text line thinking you may be right here. That something's going to befall Hunter Biden on this trip?
What do you think? Joe's going, all right, buddy, you got to take one for the team here, and you're going to have to disappear.
I don't know, man. We'll see. Anyway, back to the issue of the raid. President Trump apparently has some form of the search warrant that was issued by the Trump-hating magistrate, Bruce Reinhardt here, who doesn't like Trump at all. They went to the right judge to get this thing green-lighted, right, the FBI. And the search warrant, apparently Trump has it, and he could release it, but he's not going to release it here. And there are calls for the Justice Department to cough up the search warrant and the affidavit, which would have all of the details on it, and including a full inventory of what was taken out of Mar-a-Lago.
Even the New York Times has called for that.
Well, there you are. So as I've said, and some people, you know, think I'm wrong on this, there are people on the left who don't like the way this thing has gone down, you know, and how and the image of the FBI, the Justice Department, and by extension the Biden White House out to get Trump, that this thing was outrageous. There were other ways to handle it. It's not just the right that's screaming here.
Yeah, the last thing that folks who are opposed to Donald Trump want to see is him portrayed as a sympathetic figure. And that's been the result of this FBI raid.
Which is why we are asking this one-word texting poll of you. Lizzie, have you got it?
Yes. In the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he's running for president in 2024? Text yes or no to 23680.
And if you want to talk about that, you can call us at 407-916-5400. Long form, a line or two in the text line is fine, too. In addition to your vote, 23680. There's the talkback feature. You can go to the iHeartRadio app. We tell you how to do that and sound off for 30 seconds on your own on that or anything else. But at any rate, yeah, I think this might be the time, just because people are feeling like, man, you know, they really are out to nail this guy to the wall. This is outrageous what's going on and the way it went down. Newsweek has the lead on reporting that the FBI agents had somebody leading them around by the nose in Mar-a-Lago.
A mole.
Yeah, from inside Mar-a-Lago, maybe somebody on the Trump staff who knew where stuff is and where to get it, and that it all was deliberately timed to occur when Trump was out of town. No coincidence there. He was up north. I think he was at his National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, I think, at the time. This whole thing stinks to high heaven, and the president's right when he says so. And I think he's absolutely right when he says there's no way Biden didn't know about this thing. I really do think the Bidens just suddenly blew town. They wanted to, you know, to get out of the way, out of the line of fire and the heat that's being cranked up, and as well as it should be. I don't know we'll ever know the answer to that question, and of course they would never admit to it. But the other side of the Trump coin is the the taking of the Fifth Amendment, which has never been done by a former president, but I frankly think was warranted in this case in that investigation in New York. Let's talk about that as we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in a quick 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. We're glad you're with us. Headlining a story we'll be talking about with you in the next half hour of the show, Mayor Eric Adams of New York City doesn't seem to be interested in working directly with the governor of Texas as the state continues sending busloads of migrants to New York City. The mayor says Governor Greg Abbott of the Lone Star State would rather craft his policies through sound bites and not sound decisions. Oh, contraire, I see it another way. We'll get into that at 8:42. Join us. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Stay ahead of the storm with Operation Stormwatch on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. I have a question for you. Have you ever visited a town and wondered, man, I wonder what song or music basically created the culture for this city? Well, we have a podcast called Sounds of Our Town, which is on the free iHeartRadio app. And you can go there and you can listen to the sounds that shape the culture of the cities and towns that you like to visit.
I love that, Lizzie. Good stuff.
I thought that was really cool. I mean, you need to check it out, but if you haven't, I'm surprised Mr. Music Man probably also knows about it, too.
Yeah. Well, here he comes right now, striding resolutely onto the 50,000-watt front porch from the newsroom. Alan Spector, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
My co-host.
You can all be seated now.
The man, the myth, the legend. Just in time for part two of the Trump drama here. And you've been reporting on it, and we did talk about it in depth earlier. We'll compress it right now for time requirements in the 8 o'clock hour. And it is this: for the first time in American history, a former United States president has taken the Fifth Amendment, refusing to speak on the grounds that he may be incriminated by what it is that he says. And well documented, and you did a good job of setting us up on this, the Trump for quite a number of years has said, you know, the Fifth Amendment's for crooks. You know, if you're not guilty, why do you have to take the Fifth Amendment?
But he goes on Truth Social, his social media platform, and says, I get it now. He says he had to do it given the circumstances that he's facing in New York.
Yeah, where there's a civil investigation into Trump's business dealings, and he had to give a deposition yesterday, and he gave his name, and then he gave no other information other than to plead the Fifth Amendment repeatedly for hour after hour after hour. Across the table from him was the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, who ran on put me in office and I will take Trump down. And time after time after time, she is on record as being about as vehemently anti-Trump as anybody could be. Don't believe it? Listen to this video montage of New York Attorney General Letitia James put together and released by Trump.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president!
That is the top law enforcement officer of the state of New York across the table yesterday from Trump. I wouldn't have talked to her either. I would not have talked to her either.
Yeah, despite that, Trump said later that the whole thing was handled professionally. Apparently, it was not contentious between him and Letitia James.
But there's no way she is doing the job that her oath requires of her, and that is to prosecute those suspected of breaking the law on a completely nonpartisan and objective basis. I mean, she can't claim that, and she never would. It's outrageous that she's even in this position. In her victory speech when she won the office, and she won it largely by campaigning and appealing to the Trump haters, she said she promised to shine a bright light into every dark corner of Trump's real estate holdings. Shortly thereafter, she vowed to use every area of the law to investigate President Trump and his business transactions and that of his family as well. And Trump said yesterday Attorney General James openly campaigned on the policy of get and destroy Trump. He wasn't about to talk to her. And apparently there was a time when he actually wanted to, you know, to just try to lay it out and let her have it. And his lawyer said, you know, the best thing you can do right now on this one is to be quiet. It's not criminal. It's a civil deposition here, and we'll handle that.
I have a feeling that took a lot of convincing on the part of Trump's lawyers. But, you know, this is another case that I think folks on the left and Democrats are not happy about because, again, like the FBI raid, it seems to put Donald Trump in the position of being a sympathetic figure, which is the last thing they want.
Exactly right. And you know, that's why we are running this one-word texting poll, updating a question that's been asked before, and it plays to the comment you just made about is now the time for Trump to get in on his long-teased run for president in 2024. Guy, what is the question on the table here for folks to vote on?
In the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he's running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680.
Guy and I have been pretty much on the fence. It's a close call yes vote for me. How would you vote on that, Alan?
I would say no. I would say no. And for the same reasons I've said before, that if the Republicans want to win the midterm elections, they don't need the distraction of Donald Trump right now.
Lizzie, would you be a yes or a no vote? We don't vote, but if you did, what? How would you vote?
I would say no, and exactly why Alan said.
How long would you wait for if you were Trump to jump in for 2024? A long time or just a little time?
Last second, like the millisecond before that clicks over that you're not allowed to anymore.
Take it right up to the edge?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Jump in and shake everybody up and raise hell. As only Trump can do.
Wipe out the dozen Republicans who would have announced they were running for president at that point.
You should have told us earlier, Don.
Thanks a lot.
How many millions did we spend and now we can't win?
What about the news, Alan?
Parents in Osceola County accused of abusing and murdering their 6-year-old son. And the Bucks and Dolphins practice together again. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
In 10 minutes, governor of Texas sticking it to the mayor of New York. More busloads of migrants crossing the border shipped to the Big Apple. But now a news update with Alan.
A 6-year-old boy allegedly beaten by his parents for drinking out of a toilet bowl in their Kissimmee motel room has died. Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez says the parents, 25-year-old Bianca Blase and 22-year-old Larry Rhodes Jr., are facing murder charges, Lopez calling them savages.
The child was drinking from the toilet, but that had nothing to do with why he wasn't breathing. The reason he wasn't breathing was because his parents got very angry because he was drinking out of the toilet, so they started to beat him.
And why was he drinking out of the toilet? He was simply thirsty. Mm. The boy had been on life support since the incident last month. The parents are also accused of beating and starving their 5 other children who have been placed in foster care.
Pure evil.
A Longwood man could get the death penalty for killing his daughter. Juan Bravo Torres allegedly stabbed his 2 daughters last week at their home on Highland Street. 3-year-old Eva died, and state attorney Phil Archer filed paperwork yesterday that indicates he will push for the death penalty.
Yeah, he's what the death penalty's for.
The new superintendent of Orange County Schools was out and about to greet students on the first day of school. Dr. Maria Vasquez said, "We're off to a great start." She says despite a teacher shortage, every classroom was covered.
After the resource teachers and the interventionists were placed, we had slightly under 100 vacancies that we filled with district personnel.
And Dr. Vasquez says they're doing all they can to reassure parents that their children are safe at school. AAA's statewide average for gas in Florida is down another 3 cents. The price now $3.70 a gallon on average in Metro Orlando. The average is $3.64. That's also down 3 cents.
Yeah, I saw $3.59 on the way in, lowest I've seen in a while.
The Miami Dolphins and Tampa Bay Bucks hold a second day of joint practices today in Tampa. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel says it's good to be hitting someone not wearing your team's colors.
Guys are sick of going against each other, generally 10 days into camp everywhere you're at, so it kind of brings, it revitalizes football to a degree from a practice perspective.
The Dolphins and Bucks open their NFL preseason Saturday playing each other at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. WFLA News Time is 8:34. Elsewhere. This is a week fit for a king.
If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why can't my dream come true?
The 45th annual Elvis Week is underway in Memphis after kicking off last night. Event organizers are expecting new Elvis Presley fans to show up after the recent release of the Baz Luhrmann film about his life. In all, as many as 25,000 people from around the world are expected to come for the festivities, which include music, excursions, tours, and exhibitions. More information about Elvis Week and full listings of events can be found online.
That was a great cut you played there. That was Elvis doing some gospel, I think.
Yeah, If I Can Dream, that was from his big comeback special. That was the big conclusion, and it's portrayed in the Elvis movie so very well by Austin Butler, who played Elvis.
And you highly recommend that film.
I've seen it twice. Loved it both times. In case you've been missing the dramatic acting skills of action movie star Steven Seagal, here's a little reminder for you.
If you ever pull that with me again, I'll kill you. And all you little Chinese mushu pork potions in the world will not save you next time.
You know, you shouldn't knock Chinese potions. I have something in my pocket right now that'll completely clear up that bruise on your forehead.
What bruise?
That's acting. And I got good news for Steven Seagal fans. He's back in front of the camera in Ukraine, acting as a spokesperson for Russia. That's right. On Tuesday, a Russian news site posted a video of Seagal appearing to speak against Ukraine's use of U.S.-made rocket artillery. The video was recorded in the wreckage of a prison where dozens of Ukrainian POWs were killed in a recent attack. Ukraine and Russia blame each other for the attack. Seagal has long supported Russia, including its 2014 annexation of Crimea. Seagal was given Russian citizenship in 2016.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I don't like what I hear.
Well, he can stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Live it up.
Yeah.
And now, a story about the U.S. Army and...
boobs.
Yes.
Boobs.
A combat-ready bra could become part of a female Army soldier's uniform. It's called the Army Tactical Brassiere. And is still in development at the U.S. Army Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center, or DEVCOM, at a base in Massachusetts. The bra is going through a lot of testing, including flame-resistant testing. So,
hot stuff.
I'm now interested after you brought up the flame situation.
Yeah.
Why, yours catch fire all the time?
That's, well,
I was going to ask you, because this has got to be your department more than ours, Lizzie.
That's it. I'm actually interested now.
Yeah. Lizzie's afraid to get near fireplaces, but, you know, got this bra on, you know.
I'm good to go.
Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com and listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector, and we got more of Good Morning Orlando on the way after an update of news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes.
Hi.
Look at headlines for you right now. Americans not as optimistic about the state of the coronavirus pandemic as they were just a few months ago. We got coronavirus everywhere, not as deadly as it was. But with the new variant, a lot of people are getting it, and it's reflected in the polls. New Gallup poll reveals 41% of adults now believe the situation is getting better. Only 41% when it was 63% believing that last spring. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando.
We've got your podcasts. Good Morning Orlando. Elsewhere with Alan Spector. Florida Roundtable with Melissa Fox. Follow us on the iHeartRadio app. Search News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Guy Roberts here. You guys know about our website, WFLAOrlando.com. That is where you can get all the news you can get. That is also where you can win tickets to Disney on Ice Road Trip Adventures. That is also where you can go to win $1,000 to get your kids back to school and $1,000 on top of that for your school or favorite charity, tickets to Zac Brown Band, and all the witty, funny stories that Alan tells you about. That's at NewsRadioWFLAOrlando.com.
Witty.
Yes. Yes, you are. On a good day.
Half-witty. More like it.
Thank you.
Did you just call me a half-wit?
No, wait a minute. No.
Oh, okay.
Talking about myself, it's only self-deprecating humor.
I was
going
to say, if you don't mind handling your own insults, then I don't have to worry about it.
I'll be my own straight man and sidekick.
Hey, we're running out of time here to have your vote counted in the one-word texting poll. You know, a lot of folks are saying, and political analysts are saying, Trump's suddenly become a sympathetic figure over this outrageous raid of Mar-a-Lago by the FBI. So we ask you this one-word texting poll question. In the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he is running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. This situation on the border is just completely outrageous. And the members of the Biden administration, Mayorkas, Homeland Security, will tell you that the border is secure, and they just insult our intelligence. You can see the aerial shots, the drone shots of people streaming across the Rio Grande and coming right into this country. To the tune along the long U.S.-Mexico border of roughly 200,000 illegals. And we don't know anybody else. Door wide open to terrorists coming in here. And 125,000 or so of those a month are coming across the border in Texas. The rest of them divided up between the borders with New Mexico, Arizona, and California. The Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, I really, really like this guy, and I want him to win re-election down there. And he has just had it. And he has started busing these illegals to Washington, D.C. to send a message to the Biden administration that you got to secure the border, and we're not going to put up with it down here. We're the ones who are having to deal with it, for crying out loud. And you're up here north, and you just look the other way, and you don't feel it. Well, he's making them feel it in D.C., and he's making them feel it in New York City, where he sends several busloads of these migrants. And by the way, they're not forced to go there. They have all signed off on going to New York. That's fine with them. It is a place of choice. So there's a lot of demagoguing going on about this, that somehow they've done something inhumane and these are migrants, but they have no idea what's going on and why are you sending up there? They don't want to go there. Not true. Well, Governor Abbott and the New York City Mayor Eric Adams have been at loggerheads over this. Here's a little exchange between the two of them. First of all, Governor Abbott, then Adams.
And now, once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it. They are now getting a taste of what we're having to deal with.
If his ancestors were treated the way he's treating these asylum seekers and migrants, then he would not be where he is right now.
So Adams is thinking about now he's going to send down busloads of people to campaign against the reelection of Governor Abbott and start knocking on doors here. I don't know where all of this is going, but I support what what Abbott is doing. These border states shouldn't have to put up with this. This is outrageous.
I have a question. Why are, if you come through Mexico into Texas or wherever, how come you get to stay here, but if you come up on a boat from Cuba or Haiti, we're shipping you right back? So can somebody please explain that to me?
Hmm. Yeah, that's a complicated issue. They have special rules for, you know, people coming out of Cuba because of the history with Cuba here. You know, what is it, wet toe, dry toe, that sort of thing?
Something like that, yeah. Cuba and Haiti.
As Jean-Pierre would say, we're not going to comment on that.
Thank you very much, Corrine. We do appreciate hearing from the press secretary.
You're welcome.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting. Do you remember when Governor DeSantis was going to be busing migrants who were being flown into small airports in Florida up to Biden's home state of Delaware? We'll recall that for you in just a moment as we charge toward 9 o'clock. It's 8:48. An update now for the last time at Orlando's News, Weather, and Traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Headlines, the FBI director condemning threats of violence against law enforcement after the raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago property in South Florida. Christopher Wray responding yesterday to questions about whether the FBI was worried about backlash from January 6th rioters, but nothing from Wray at all on that outrageous raid. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
News, weather, traffic. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
We got to thinking a while back, you remember, when Governor DeSantis was saying, as these flights of migrants from the Biden administration coming up out of the border, going to various small airports in the dead of night, under cover of darkness, hopefully no media coverage of these illegal immigrants all over the place, were coming into small airports in northern Florida, Jacksonville, but some other smaller airports, I think. And he had an idea at that particular point in time. Remember?
You know, we do not facilitate anything Biden is doing. He tries to move people in. If he dumps in Florida, I have money to reroute to Delaware now.
But has that happened? It's interesting, Alan. I don't recall any updates on that. And if they were sending migrants out of Florida that came from the border, courtesy of the Biden administration, to Delaware, I think we'd know it. I don't think it's happening right now.
Yeah, if that was happening, Ron DeSantis would be quick to take credit for it. There'd be a news conference at the airport where they had landed.
Might be the Biden folks decided we're not messing with DeSantis. He's a little bit too tough, and we don't want the bad press on all of this. And maybe it just never happened. But I was salivating at the thought of these migrants showing up on Biden's doorstep in Delaware. Didn't happen. Hey, we've been asking you a lot of things, and we've had a lot of feedback on a host of hot topics here this morning. Nothing really hotter than the one-word texting poll. And how about we get the final voting on this, and then maybe we'll take a look at some of what else is coming in on the text line related to this. Guy?
Well, the one-word texting poll was, in the wake of the FBI raid, do you want Trump to announce now that he is running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. And right now, yes is at 76, no is at 92.
Hmm.
So there you go. That's a fairly balanced texting poll here. Usually, you know, we're not anywhere near that close in that balance. But the no's have it, Alan.
Yeah, and as I recall, that's pretty similar to when we asked the question a couple of weeks ago before all this happened with the FBI raid and pleading the fifth and everything else.
What do we have here on the text line here? We were told that people being bussed into Maitland were actually farm workers for Apopka. Yeah, I do remember that.
Out to be a false report. They were farm workers, but there was allegations that they were there illegally.
The companion sentence on that text message just in is, so the whole thing was dropped about migrants being shipped to Delaware. So apparently it is not happening.
No.
It is not happening. What else is going on? There's so much going on, I can't keep up with it here.
Now you got the screen in front of you.
I know it, but there have been so many.
You want me to look at it?
No, but there's only so much that you can accommodate on the screen. You have to do something special that I'm now doing to go back 200 text messages to see what else is going on
here.
That's
very special.
Well, there we are. Go for it, Trump. The more they try, the stronger he gets. He thrives on this. Trump should announce he is running in 2024 to test whether Allen will crack. I don't make this up. That's on the text line.
Love it.
No, don't think he should run because he will get nothing done. He will be in constant scrutiny, Trump. Love him, but he needs to endorse someone.
You know,
and never run.
Something we haven't discussed is
that
if Trump is elected president once again, he'll immediately, day one, be a lame duck. Is that going to impact what he can get done?
Well, because he can't run again after that?
No, he can't. You can only serve a maximum of 10 years as president.
Yeah.
And he can't run for another term of 4 years.
But then are you suggesting that any president who gets reelected is instantly a lame duck?
Well,
I don't think they're a lame duck until maybe the last 2 years of the presidency after the midterm second term.
Anytime you're not able to run for reelection, you are considered a lame duck. In my book.
Yeah, but I don't really notice the limp on the duck that early. The limp only shows up and gets more pronounced as the second term continues.
All right.
You know?
I just thought I'd bring that up for discussion.
You know, and any duck worth his salt could conceal the limp, you know? I know a lot of people with a little pain in the hips, but they're not limping around really bad.
You know a lot of ducks?
Hmm?
I do.
That'll do it here. The 50,000-watt front porch, we've wrung all we can out of this
show.
We're
out of gas now.
Yeah, we really are. We're also out of time. Thank you for mentioning it. For Alan and Guy and Lizzie, the Budman here. See you tomorrow morning, 6 until 9. Until then, thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you've missed any part of the show, you can check out our podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Good Morning Orlando.